Yeah, I'm very, very pleased with, you know, what Mark Davis has provided for us. You know, the organization has been tremendous in providing this and really recreating this environment that we coach and play in every day. Players coming in are fired up to be here. It's a world-class, it's really a world-class facility, and we're excited to get started in it. Well, you want to demand the very best from the players. I think you provide an environment where they can optimize their ability to train, to strengthen, to do all the things they need to do to stay on the football field and perform at a high level, and to be able to sustain that. So, you know, we'll have the ability now to work the entire team at once and things like that that will allow us, you know, with the time constraints that you have nowadays, it really is very beneficial. Than the rock compared to the rock?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they affectionately called it. I think replacing the rock was huge. You know, we've got, you know, a couple excellent multi-directional fields, and the drainage is, you know, phenomenal, what they put in underneath them. And so we've got a really top-notch facility.
Coach Del Rio, what were your hopes and goals when you brought Amari Cooper to this organization? And can you give us an update on the progress?
Yeah, Amari basically done everything we hoped he would do to this point. He's been a consummate pro. He's been very businesslike. He's been a quick study. He's very serious about his job and what he does every day. And he's played well in the first couple of games out in the preseason. So, you know, we're excited to continue that progress, continue that growth.
After having a little bit of sloppiness in Minneapolis with penalties and whatnot, what do you hope to see this Sunday night against Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, we just, regardless of what it was in our last outing, we want to make it better going forward and want to continue to improve as a team. So that wouldn't change, you know, highs or lows. You know, you put the last performance behind you and you learn what you can from it, and then you go forward, and that's where we are.
You talked in training camp about flattening things out. Mm-hmm. Is still a work in progress as far as developing that consistency?
Well, that's a continuous work. You know, piece of work. I mean, that's a never-ending piece of work. But, yeah, that's the idea, is to flatten it out, to be consistent in our approach, to be consistent in our performance, to each man understand what it looks like to do his job, and that we become a cohesive unit that can perform well together.
Do you guys do any actual game planning this week?
We're showing the players what it would look like. We're not as concerned with scheming in the preseason as much as we are, you know, showing the players how we gather information, how we package it, and how we put it together, and where they get it, what the cut-ups look like, you know, the different things, the coaches' presentations, you know, what they'll look like. You know, we go through a dry run this week of that, and, you know, you help the coaches shorten up their presentations. They go too long. You know, it's a typical start. So, you know, we just go through, get the idea of what it looks like to service each other out there, you know, and provide looks, carded practices where you're, you know, scripting what the other team's doing and you're trying to simulate looks you're going to see. That's all so important for us to, as a football team, to understand what it looks like and how we're going to prepare and how we have to help each other. Yeah, I think he's progressing very nicely. His much improved week of practice, much improved outing in the game, and you know, definitely trending the way we want to see it go. And so, again, just want to see more. Want to see, you know, continued effort and energy the way he provided it last week.
Hey, Coach, looking at your resume, you're a guy. You were hired by Mike Ditka for one job. You were hired by Brian Billick for another. There's two Super Bowl winners.
Two vastly different guys, right? One cerebral and one raw emotion, yeah.
You've played under Dungy. You've also played under Kiffin. You coached with Rex Ryan, Marvin Lewis. That's just a lot of influence.
Yeah. Don't forget Jimmy Johnson. He put an impact on me as well, yeah.
And what about all these influences? What have all these guys done that's helped shape you in the type of coaching?
You know, it's a great question. We don't have time to sit here and really go into it in depth the way it would be fun to do. And maybe with a cold beverage, we could sit down and do that. But I can tell you, they all had an impact. They all were instrumental in, you know, the coach I am today, the player, the person I am today. You know, I played for or coached with all those guys, and they all brought something different. You know, I think the first two guys you mentioned, you know, Mike Ditka, you know, forever grateful for him giving me a start in coaching and elevating me in 1 year from assistant strength coach to a linebacker coach. So he saw something there, and I'll never forget that. Be very appreciative. And then, you know, Brian Billick, he's the one that, you know, gave me my first opportunity to be part of a world-class organization that won a Super Bowl. And you know, he taught me the game from a cerebral standpoint of organizing and planning and really understanding the efficiency, the need to be efficient and to not overwork your team. I'd say Tony Dungy was really my mentor for a number of years. Yeah.
What about Tony?
Tony taught me. Tony was the best because he was the first coach that ever admitted he was wrong. You know, he was the guy that would say, "Yeah, you know, we put you in a bad spot there. You did exactly what we asked, and it didn't work." You know, usually it's like, "Well, if you'd just done this, we could have stopped that play." And of course, it would be completely opposite of what they had taught all week. So. Tony realized that, you know, as players, we really appreciated, you know, the honesty. Sometimes we don't get it right as a coach, and I think it's important to be able to express that and tell your players, hey, so, you know, sometimes, hey, they had a good play against us, you know, let's move on to the next play, tackle it, let's go to the next one.
Coach Del Rio, when you brought in Trent Richardson to this organization,
we got a little Bama flavor in here today.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got you now. All right.
Also, what does he need to do to make this roster?
He's got to earn it. You know, he's got to be good enough as a backup. We got to see some of the explosiveness that he had when he was a young man playing for the Crimson Tide. There, he's got to have a role in special teams and got to be able to help us win on Sundays. And that's the challenge for him right now. He's a big physical guy that we think with some of the things we do with our safety in the box, he could do some of that. He's got experience also in as a backup player playing special teams, and so we're gonna give him the next, you know, 2 weeks to see if he earns a spot on this roster. But you know, there are no guarantees with him coming in other than an opportunity to compete. Yeah. Well, right now he's got to create a role. Right now he's been on the shelf and he's been unable to do anything for us. And the designs when we brought him in here in the spring and all was to let him compete for anything it might become. And at this point he's got to try and find a way to compete to show us that he belongs here and then can create a role for himself.
First full day. How'd you characterize the work they put in today?
I was okay. We'll be a lot better. I think it would be unrealistic of me to expect it to be exactly what we're looking for when it's our first time doing it. You know, coming back, understanding what it looks like to provide looks for each other and the tempo we're looking for, the organization of it, and all those things. So it was okay, and we expect it to be a lot better. Yeah.
A nice kind of blend of showing emotion and then showing that leadership of going and
having
a conversation.
Yeah, sure. And I think he understands as the quarterback, you know, the camera's always going to be on him. So, careful.
You also got CeeLo Moore back. What do you like about CeeLo's game, and is there still enough time for him to win a starting job at this point?
I think right now he's competing to be a role player somewhere. We've got to make sure he can do that. I think he and Roy are in the same boat in terms of, you know, guys have missed an awful lot of time. You know, the team, we move forward. We'll see. I mean, they'll get opportunities over the next, you know, week, 2 weeks to, you know, see if they can create a role for themselves and help us on Sundays. But to try and cram a guy that hasn't played at all in camp into a potential role as a future player. I think that's a little far-fetched right now.
How long would that take?
It depends on how talented the guy is and how strong his skill set is and all those things. But I think it's different in each case. But clearly they're running short of time. You know, I mean, there's got to be an urgency and a premium on, you know, whatever they're able to show us over the next couple weeks. Malcolm?
Yeah.
Yeah, Malcolm's playing well. Yeah, Malcolm's a good player, playing well for us, and he's started to provide some of the leadership that you might think a guy would provide. He and Curtis, you know, getting more comfortable in there playing together with one another. So, yeah, they're doing well.
With Justin Tuck being held out on Saturday and again for this practice, is there anything of grave concern or
no.
A significant timeout or anything like that?
No.
Bruce Arians, like I said the other day, said that with all the injuries now in the NFL recently, all these ACLs, he might rethink how much he plays guys the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thoughts
My thoughts are very similar to Bruce's, you know. I know we've both been in the league a long time, done it a certain way, and there are, you know, certain things you kind of expect about what you're going to do and try to do. But I think you do have to, you know, take pause and make sure you think about it. And we'll do that. We'll see what's appropriate. You know, ideally you'd like to get the guys to feel coming back in the second half and starting the second half at least, because that's what it ends up being. You know, that first week of playing with smaller rosters and getting the feel of what it's like to take that number of snaps in a game, the conditioning aspect, not only physically but mentally. It's important, so it's an important part. But you have to weigh that against, having your best people healthy and ready to go for the year.